I don't know how it's been going for you, but it's pretty amazing, isn't it? The last 3 months have been truly amazing in Australia. We've experienced devastating bushfires, dust storms, hail storms in Canberra, floods, and now a global pandemic. So much has happened in such a short time. Certainly for me, I'm conscious that the world we are living in today is a different world to the one Kerry and I left when we went on holidays 3 weeks ago. Of course, this isn't the first time the world has seen such huge events. Indeed, the history of the world is full of disasters, storms, and plagues. And while, yes, this isn't something new, it sure is unlike anything we have ever seen in our lifetimes. And because it's so different, we are going to have to adjust and learn how to do things differently. Like, how many of you knew anything about Zoom a few weeks ago? And look at us now, we're professionals. And like, take me for example. I love talking to people, looking people in the eyes, moving around, moving my hands. You would not believe how hard it is for me to sit here right now. I've had to learn some new skills to look at a camera. But yes, I've had to adjust. I've had to learn how to do things differently. And yes, so for us living in 2020, things have changed. But I want you to hear something this morning. Not everything is different. There are some things which have not changed. The God of the Bible, the eternal creator God, has not changed. He is the one who has declared, I, the Lord, do not change. He is the one whose word has declared plainly, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what God has given us who have believed in him has not changed. As the Apostle Paul put it and SP declared last Sunday, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And how we live as followers of Jesus has not changed. And that is what I want us to think about this morning for a few minutes. So let me read for you, and you can follow it on the screen from Ephesians 1, verse 15. Ephesians 1, verse 15. For this very reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I tricked myself. I thought I was going to be able to see it on the screen. There are all these people in the way. Let me start again. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and the incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realm, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. The apostle prays, Paul prays for the followers of Jesus, for those who have faith in him and who are filled with the love of God. In the previous section, he paints this amazing picture of how God has blessed us. Listen to his language: chosen to be holy and blameless in his sight, predestined to be adopted to sonship, redemption, forgiveness, made known to us the mystery of his will. Yes, nothing has changed. God has poured out on us everything we need. He hasn't held back. That's who he is. And so how do we live in the reality of God's blessing in a world where disasters, storms, and plagues just keep happening? Well, if Paul's prayer is any indication, we can live in hope, confident of the future. We can live in God's power. Let's look at this. Paul's emphasis is clear. I have not stopped. I keep asking. He is asking God to give us what we need more than anything else: to know God. Not know God in an academic sort of way, but to know God here and now, to know God in wisdom and revelation. Wisdom is a word that means practical life skills. Revelation means uncovering of something hidden to make clear. To know God in wisdom and revelation is to know God like the disciples did when they were in the boat and a storm was raging all around them and they thought they were going to drown. And what happened? Jesus simply stands up and stills the storm. Do you remember how the Gospels recorded the disciples' reaction? They just didn't know what was going on. They asked, "Who is this person?" And their minds are ticking over. Jesus? God with us? God in the boat with us? God here and now? And that's what Paul is saying, Paul is praying for, that we would know God with us just like the disciples did. At the core of our being, the lights turned on. In the language of Paul, that the eyes of our hearts might be enlightened. We might not always know how to put it into words, but we simply know God is here right now in the midst of all that is happening. And when we know God like this, something amazing happens. We can live in hope. I don't know how this pandemic is going to end. According to the current modelling, it's going to get a lot worse. And as we look around, people are afraid. Anxiety is rampant. There is a pervading sense of hopelessness across the whole world. But hear this, children of the living God. Whether we live or die, we know whom we have believed. We can say with Paul, I am convinced he is able to guard what I've entrusted to him in that day. We can say with the psalmist, truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be forsaken. Yes, because of who God, our Heavenly Father, is, we, the children of God, can face today. We can face tomorrow full of hope. All that God has promised us, the riches of his glorious inheritance, is ours. No questions asked. It is ours now and in the future. And we also see from Paul's prayer that knowing God gives us the power we need to live. Not only are people feeling hopeless at the moment, but there is also a sense of powerlessness gripping the world. But what does Paul pray? That we would know at the core of our being, in the midst of life, his, God's, incomparable great power for us who believe. And in case we don't get it, Paul qualifies the type of power he means. It's not man power, horse power, nuclear power, the power of positive thinking, political power, economic power. No, it's none of these. It's exactly the same mighty strength that God exerted when he raised Jesus from the dead. God, all-powerful, almighty, living in us, with us. Hear this, children of God. You might feel weak and powerless right now. But God, our Heavenly Father, wants you to know he is with you. He is powerful and strong. He will give you the strength you need to live here and now. How did Paul put it in Romans? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Yes, friends. We can live, despite what is going on around us, with hope and in the power of God. And so hear what God is saying to us today. Do not be afraid. I have not changed. I will not leave you or forsake you. I will be with you until the end of the age. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that in a world that seems to be out of control, in a world where there seems to be just so much change, in a world where we're reminded of how little control we actually have, we want to stop and acknowledge that you are God and there is no other. That you are above and beyond all things. You are the sovereign Lord God Almighty, our Saviour, our Heavenly Father. And yes, Lord, we look to you. We would know you at the core of our being. Holy Spirit, minister in our lives that we might know the very real and dynamic presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit at work in our lives today. And Lord, we thank you for who you are, the present one with us. We thank you for Jesus, our Savior. We thank you that you are the one who has brought us into a relationship with the eternal Creator God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, we thank you for your indwelling presence with us. empowering us, reminding us, speaking to us of who we are and all that God is doing with us and for us and through us. And so this morning, Lord, we simply fall at your knees and we choose to rest in you. And Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.